This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. 25 years ago today, Egypt's President Anwar Sadat stood before the Parliament of Israel, his nation's archenemy, and asked for peace. Arabs had previously refused substantial diplomatic contact with Israel. He and his audience already had fought against each other in 4 Arab-Israeli wars. But 2 weeks earlier, he told his country he was prepared to do anything and go anywhere for peace. So it was on this day in 1977 that Sadat made good on those words. His speech in Arabic at the Knesset was carried live around the world, including here on NPR.
I come to you today on solid ground in order to build new life and in order to establish peace. But to be absolutely frank with you, I took this decision after lots of thinking, knowing that it constitutes a great risk. And I made it my faith to assume the responsibility on behalf of the Egyptian people and to show a certain responsibility for the Arab nation. The main duty that dictated me to take this responsibility is to exhaust all means available in order to save the entire Arab nation from the horrors of a new shocking and destructive war.
Egypt's President Anwar Sadat speaking through an interpreter before the Israeli Knesset. 2 years after Sadat's 44-hour visit to Jerusalem, the Egyptian-Israeli peace treaty was signed. 4 years later, Sadat was gunned down in Cairo by Islamic radicals opposed to his peacemaking. Perception of Sadat's historic trip was and is mixed, especially among Israelis and Arabs. In a moment, comments from a political science professor at Cairo University. But first, Hirsch Goodman, a senior research fellow at Tel Aviv University. He says in Israel, Sadat was as much a popular hero as he was a diplomatic hero.
When he arrived and he drove up to the King David Hotel and the next morning he drove to the Knesset, the streets were just lined with children. There was a genuine outpouring of love. It was unbelievable, and he was such a statesman, and he was so statesmanlike, and so upright, and so proud, and so full of dignity, and his visit to the old city. It was a moment of incredible history.
And yet this was a man that took his country to war against Israel.
Yes, he took his country to war because I think one has to realize, and we've made the same mistake with the Palestinians, that you can't make a person make peace on their knees. We had a very arrogant government. There was a concept. The concept was Israel was strong, the Arabs were weak. And he realized that he had to make a dramatic gesture that would position Egypt as an equal so that it could then make peace with Israel. You cannot make peace on your knees.
Was there no opposition to the visit within Israel?
Within Israel, I have to tell you, I remember there was opposition. There are people like Yitzhak Shamir, who later became a prime minister, who voted against the peace treaty with Egypt. But they were so marginal. I hope I'm not idealizing it now, peppered with memory, but my general recollection is that the overall feeling here was buoyant.
Was there a feeling that this would have wider effects in the area, that more countries would make peace with Israel?
Well, I think the fact that Egypt was Israel's largest enemy with the largest armed forces posed the greatest threat to Israel. We have very long borders with Egypt. With Egypt in the equation, Israel had to devote a large part of its armed forces to deal with that potential threat. With Egypt out of the equation, there wasn't a country or constellation other than Iraq and Syria that could threaten Israel. In other words, the threat moved entirely to the east. So the expectation was that peace would bring around a situation where Israel would not have to go to war quickly again.
What is Sadat's reputation today?
Well, Sadat is, I think, idealized, obviously, in Israel. Israelis remember him very, very fondly, and he's taught in the curriculums of schools, and he's seen as a man who, if there were more like him in this world, then perhaps would be able to live in peace.
Hirsch Goodman is a senior research fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies at Tel Aviv University. Mohammed Kamal is an assistant professor of political science at Cairo University. He says Sadat's journey was criticized elsewhere in the Arab world, where it was perceived as offering Israel recognition without obtaining anything in return. But he says Egyptians in 1977 felt differently.
Most people supported Sadat's trip to Jerusalem, at least at the beginning. They felt that, you know, Sadat wanted to have a comprehensive peace, not just an agreement between Egypt and Israel. And actually, when Sadat went to Jerusalem, he talked more about the Palestinian question, the need to create a Palestinian state with Jerusalem as its capital. And people appreciated that. The other thing was that they were sick and tired of wars, of destruction. They wanted to enjoy the so-called peace dividends. They wanted to have jobs, housing, and so on. And so they supported the visit, hoping that their economic conditions will change. I'm sure some of them were disappointed afterwards, and that's why they took the opposite side, because the economic conditions haven't changed much. But I would say the majority of Egyptians supported it.
There were some who felt that Sadat had betrayed Arabs.
I think so, yes, but I think most of those people were in the Arab countries rather than in Egypt. They felt that Sadat split the so-called Arab front. He went his own way. He didn't even consult with the Arab countries before he decided to go to Jerusalem. But I would say most Egyptians at that time looked at it from a nationalist point of view. You know, Egypt's interest first. The mood at that time wasn't really a pan-Arabist mood. There was a feeling that Egypt has done too much for the Arab countries and wasn't compensated enough by the Arab countries. And it's about time that Egypt does what its national interest dictates.
What about Sadat's legacy today in Egypt?
I think it's the legacy of peace. For 25 years, you have had peace with Israel. And I think this is a great achievement. Yes, it's still a cold peace, but nevertheless, it's peace.
But he was killed.
Yes, he was killed, but I don't think that was the primary reason that fundamentalists assassinated him. It dealt more with their vision of Egypt. He believed in a modern Egypt, an Egypt that has good relationship with the West. They had a different vision of Egypt. So I don't think his visit to Jerusalem had much to do with his assassination.
Mohammed Kamal is an assistant professor of political science at Cairo University. Sadat's historic visit to Jerusalem was the essential precursor to the intensive Middle East peacemaking that followed. His entire speech to the Knesset, with an English translation, is at npr.org.